Paul did not just decide to become a Christian and then an apostle. He had an encounter that convinced him of Christ Jesus as the truth. He earnestly sought out other Christians and was baptized with the Holy Spirit. He was then led by the Spirit to Arabia, where he was taught the gospel of grace through faith. Upon getting that revelation, he returned to Judea and met with the Christian leadership and began the ministry that the Lord Jesus had given him to the Gentiles. So Paul humbled himself to the calling of the Lord, who raised him up to apostleship. Here Paul acknowledges the physical part of the body of God, his shed blood, his resurrection, and the Damascus vision, the verbal part of the soul of God, his teaching, his revelation, and the spiritual part of the Spirit of God, the new birth, and his leading. That the Spirit, soul, and body played in his calling and preparation. This is one God who now manifests as Spirit, soul, and body in our Lord Jesus Christ.